How are we doing today, ladies and gentlemen? Today is Wednesday, May 25th. I don't know. Sometimes I lose track of the days, especially Wednesdays. I've always hated Wednesdays. I don't know at what point in your life you say, oh, I love Wednesdays. I mean, you're 2.5 days from the weekend. Usually you've put off some Monday and Tuesday work that you finally got to get to on Wednesday. It's usually never a great day. I try to schedule dates on Wednesdays, you know, just to put something in there to break up the week. Make it a true hump day, if you know what I'm saying. Just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family show. This is a family variety segment, whatever the hell you want to call it. I'll tell you what it was last night. We can call it a 50-50. You know, we hit one out of two bets, but at least we hit the first bet. Because when you miss the first bet, now you're just trying to hit that second bet to break even, and that's a miserable feeling. But the Rangers won relatively easily, and honestly, they're doing that thing you see every once in a while in the playoffs when there's a team that somehow escapes a series that they definitely should have lost. It's like they're playing with house money and they start to build some steam and confidence up in round two because they feel like they shouldn't have even been there to begin with. And you're seeing them kind of trend in the right direction. I mean, they had game 1-1. They could have won game two. They were just down 1-0 on a shorthanded goal. And then they won games 3 and 4. Relatively convincingly. And by the way, kudos to whoever it was out there who notified me yesterday and said, I'm taking the Shesterkin saves, the over on saves tonight. And I said, me too, because I have personal vendettas, by the way. Like if I lose a bet and it's on a player or a prop, I feel like he owes me. I go, Shesterkin owes me. And I bet on it again. And the over under was 29.5. And he hit 30. I mean, what a feeling. And, you know, that's one of those feelings where you keep refreshing to make sure they didn't change a shot or something like that. But Shesterkin barely hit it. And, you know, a Lannister pays their debts. And apparently so does a Shesterkin. So that was nice to see for me and that young fellow last night. But enough about last night. Let's look forward to tonight's bets, Wednesday night's bets. But before we do, I want to make sure someone else has a couple dollars in their pocket, and that would be all the people who haven't gone to MGM. So if you want $200, ladies and gentlemen, you've been watching these videos, you've been enjoying them, but you say, you know, I'm not the type of person who's just going to go to BetMGM and use the promo code OSNHL to get a free $200. Well, maybe today you're in a different mood. Wednesdays are pretty boring. So one way to excite them is knowing you're going to have $200 coming your way. Just click in the link down below. Go to BetMGM. You bet $10 on any NHL game. And if either team scores a goal, you're going to have $200 in your account to sprinkle around. And sprinkle around is what we will do because today I'm going to utilize one of my pizza pie bets. What's a pizza pie? Look it up. Because you're not going to find it. A pizza pie bet is when I take a team and I chop up the bets into multiple little parlays because I don't like the price that I'm particularly getting on the game. So tonight you have the St. Louis Blues at the Colorado Avalanche. St. Louis just lost 2 in a row at home with their goalie. The natural thought process would be, well, it's over for them. And this is one of those scenarios where I tend to agree. I tend to agree because at least St. Louis has the built-in excuse. Like, oh, we were going to win this, but then they took out Binnington, and that's why we're losing. So that's why we lost. And as long as you have a built-in excuse, you can go out with your head held high. That's completely made up. But, you know, you always get worried in these situations. I was convinced Florida was going to be completely lifeless in Game 4, especially after the strip club news came out. I go, I knew it. No, they had their best game of the series. They came in waves. And I don't know how much was due to the other team thinking that Florida was going to be lifeless. However, I still think that the Colorado Avalanche are going to close this out tonight because I do not believe the St. Louis Blues are going to score first for the 5th straight game and the 3rd straight game in Colorado. I have a hard time believing that. I believe Colorado scores first, and if they score first, I like their chances of winning, because when they haven't scored first, I guess you should have still liked their chances of winning, because they've obviously won 3 of 4 so far. However, with the prices we're getting on Colorado tonight, they're once again brutal. They're like, what, minus 250? So I'm going to deploy the pizza parlor bet, where I chop up Colorado into multiple parlays so I don't have to lay out as much money. And this goes to one of my picks that I really like for tomorrow night. So I'm going to take the Colorado Avalanche. Let's say we're going to use 100 of the free 200 from BetMGM. And we're going to chop it up into three separate $33 parlays. I'm going to do 33 on the money line, Colorado, with the Calgary Flames money line tomorrow night. Then I'm going to take another 33, put it in Colorado in 60 minutes and parlay that with tomorrow night's Calgary money line. And then I'm going to do the Colorado puck line, -1.5, and combine that with Calgary tomorrow night for another parlay. That way we can get varied winning amounts without having to invest as much, and it will multiply based on how much Colorado wins by. So if they can just win the game, you know, you're hoping obviously they win the game by more than one, and then you didn't have to put in like the, you didn't have to put in all that to at least come out with more than even money. That's the goal with something like this. And that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to spread them around like that. I do like Colorado to win. Hate putting that much in to win just on the money line. However, I do think they're going to win this game tonight. And if you want some props to go along with that, I hate how Vladimir Tarasenko has looked specifically on the road. He's looked kind of okay at home, but I hate how he's looked on the road. I'm going to bet against Tarasenko getting a point. It's around -105, even money. And because of all the drama that happened with David Perron, I feel like his head's going to be have to be on a swivel tonight. I'm going to bet against him getting a point. I'm going to say that they're going to do anything and everything to make sure he doesn't touch that score sheet. And then lastly, I don't know if you saw that clip of Paul Bissonnette talking about the best slump busters being on the road. Well, they got Mikko Rantanen, the slump buster, the empty net slump buster. And I guess we're going to put to the test if the empty net slump buster leads to 5-on-5 goals. They theorize that. Let's put that to the test with Rantanen scoring. I also want to take McKinnon scoring tonight, because I think if there's an empty net situation, they're going to try the same thing that they tried with Rantanen. They're going to try to get McKinnon on that ice. They want him to score that empty netter to try to set him up for the next series, because McKinnon isn't scoring here. They need this guy to get a goal. And if he can't do it at home in a game like this, you know they're going to put him on the ice for an empty net situation. So give me McKinnon to score. I got a bunch of chopped up pizza parlays. The pizza parlay parlor dropping pizza parlays. Back to the alliteration. I'll quickly remind you, we're splitting up the Avalanche bets. Avalanche money line, Avalanche in 60, Avalanche puck line by 2, and we're combining those all with the Calgary Flames, who are my best bet for tomorrow night. And lastly, I just want to say about that Calgary series, there are two bets I think are worth noting. You know, if you're one of those people who is insulting me in the comments, say, come on, Andy, winners are not good enough. I know you've been giving winners, but I want plus 700 winners. This is what people do to you, by the way. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want. You could literally, you could put things in their pocket. You can give them that loaf of bread that they need when they're hungry. But once you give them the loaf, they want the bacon cheeseburger. Once they have the bacon cheeseburger, they want the steakhouse steak. It's never enough, ladies and gentlemen. Just note that. In betting and in your relationships, it's never enough. But let me give you some of those. You want the steakhouse? You want that steakhouse bread and everything that comes along with it? Well, here you go. I'm going to stick with my prediction in that Edmonton-Calgary series. I'm picking Edmonton in 7, which means Calgary's going to win the next 2 in a row. What does that mean for betting? There are 2 bets you can take. One that I believe is plus 300 now. It's around plus 300 and might be more than that. It's betting that the series will end in 7. Not every sports book has it, so you're going to have to shift around, but I think most of them have it. It's how you have to go to the futures and when will this series end in how many games? And really the only 2 choices now are 6 or 7, because I don't think they let you choose next game, because next game is game 5. And I want you to choose 7, because I'm sticking with that. I said this series will find a way to go to 7. And even moreover, my original prediction of the Oilers in 7 would mean that they lost the next 2 and then found a way to win game 7. But I really think that's going to happen. And if that does happen, it's plus 600. So to predict the series, so if you go Edmonton Oilers in 7, that's plus 600 right now. So that's what I got for you. That's my steakhouse bet for you. All right? Good luck on this hump day. I will see you guys tomorrow. I obviously already teased the Flames, but I also have something else for you that I like just under that. It's a great value, though, in my opinion. But I will see you tomorrow to talk about that. Have a good one. I'll see you then.